Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. And joining us on the Street Beat this morning is Georgie Kendall and Katie Sell of Healthy Acadia, and we're talking facts versus myths about vaping. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead and tell us who you are and what you're doing.
Thanks, Lupe. Hi, my name is Georgie Kendall, and I work with Healthy Acadia. It's a public health nonprofit serving Washington and Hancock counties. And I work with tobacco prevention right here in Washington County.
Hi, my name is Katie Sell, and I work in tobacco prevention as well, and also substance misuse prevention. And I also manage Safe Harbor, the recovery home for women and children located in Machias. And both Georgie and I serve the communities of Washington County.
Why is Healthy Acadia doing public presentations about vaping?
Well, vaping has been around for about 6 years, since about 2014, but it's really had an uptick in the last couple of years, since about 2017. Due to big tobacco companies and all their advertising, it's really created quite an interest, particularly with teenagers. We thought it would be a good idea to offer an informational one-hour vaping workshop so that parents and their kids could really come together and have a chance to learn more about what vaping is all about and ask some questions. We recently had a parent at one of these workshops, and after the workshop, she said that she spoke with her son about it over supper for about an hour and a half. So it was quite a powerful follow-up, you know, conversation that happened with the parent and child. It was nice to hear about that from the parent. They called me back.
Nice. What's the relationship between vaping and the term ENDS, and why is vaping such a hot topic?
So vaping and ENDS are one and the same. Vapes are really the common name that we all use for electronic cigarettes, while ENDS is the acronym which stands for Electronic Nicotine Delivery Systems.
I just have a couple questions for you, a little trivia here today. What is the leading cause of preventable death in the USA and in Maine?
So death caused by tobacco-related illnesses, which contribute to over 450,000 deaths per year in the U.S., is the number one cause of preventable death in the U.S. and Maine. And what does that mean? It means that not smoking, not being exposed to secondhand or thirdhand smoke, keeps you out of harm's way from tobacco-related death.
And what is the largest demographic of people who vape?
Right now, the demographic is high school students. In 2017, less than 10% of high school kids were smoking. That number really was reduced significantly with all the education and work that was done around that. Now, teenagers have been exposed to a lot of advertising about vape, which is a different form of smoking and a new way to get youth addicted to nicotine, to become lifelong customers of these big tobacco companies. The draw is the flavors and the vibrant, youthful-looking actors and actresses. Unfortunately, current statistics are looking like about 30% of teenagers are vaping now, and that number could be even higher.
Wow. And what is the relationship between regular cigarettes and vape devices?
Both cigarettes and vapes deliver nicotine. You know, that's that addictive substance. And they're mixed with chemicals that are inhaled into the lungs. You know, regular cigarettes are a combustible form, meaning that, you know, you use fire like match or a lighter to light them to inhale the tobacco. But vapes run on batteries, and those batteries are charged with electricity. You know, you plug them in like a USB port or something like that. And then that battery heats the liquid that's turned into a vapor, which is actually an aerosol to be inhaled into the lungs.
So are people who smoke or vape at a higher risk for COVID-19?
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, current smokers and people with a history of smoking may be at a higher risk for the coronavirus disease.
So there's a lot of information out there that we need to find out about. When are the sessions scheduled?
They're planned once a month, approximately the third week of each month, but the days of the week and times may vary. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday at 4, 5, or 6. We tried to mix up the times and days to accommodate folks with different work schedules and school. Our first fact versus myth about vaping presentation is scheduled for Tuesday, February 16th at 4.
And who's invited to attend these workshops?
Really, anyone that's interested in learning more about vapes is invited to attend. We're really encouraging parents and teenagers or tweens to attend this together. Certainly teachers, members of the community, grandparents, aunts, uncles, everybody's welcome.
And is it possible to invite Healthy Acadia to do a vape shop with an organized group, either remotely or in person?
Absolutely. We have delivered and are happy to continue delivering these presentations to schools in groups of students around their grades. We're also happy to deliver them to teachers, or if there's a group of parents that would like us to do a presentation to them with them and their kids, we'd be happy to do that. Right now, because of COVID, we're really doing the presentations via Zoom. And, you know, once there's more safety around COVID, we could certainly set something up in person.
All right. Does it cost anything to participate?
The workshop is free, absolutely free. And at the end of each publicly offered workshop, we'll have a live drawing for a surprise at the end of each session.
Now, are there any other programs related to tobacco prevention that could benefit businesses or the public? And can you tell us more about NCO training and tobacco policies and the mini-grant opportunities?
Yes. We currently have a mini-grant opportunity for schools, businesses, child cares, behavioral health organizations, even apartment buildings, also municipalities and libraries and more. Any entities who might be interested in having a smoke-free policy updated or reviewed, or they could, if they don't have one, we can help them put one in place. We have template language available, and as long as the policy meets model policy by the Center for Tobacco Independence, we have free signs for the entities and some funds to support their efforts. We also offer what we call an NCO training, which is a training for businesses or folks working closely with the public to have the tools they need to help refer their customers to the most evidence-based programs that are free to help them quit smoking or vaping.
Nice. And how do people find out more information to set up a vape workshop or receive more information?
We encourage people to check out our website at healthyacadia.org for more information about the workshop and to schedule for facts and myths about vaping. Or you can contact Georgie directly at 207-214-1124 or email her at georgie@healthyacadia.org.
Now, on these coming up, is there going to be more prizes to give away?
We'll definitely have prizes for the monthly public scheduled event. They're surprise prizes.
Surprise prizes. Okay. So we don't know yet what they might be, but when you show up, then you'll find out. Is that what it is?
Right. So basically, if you're, you know, willing to join us for the entire, you know, hour presentation, at the end of that hour, we'll have a drawing for those who are there attending the workshop. Oh. I'd also like to add that, you know, the state of Maine offers some really wonderful resources for people who are interested in quitting smoking or vaping. And these are all evidence-based. So you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help. So that's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Or you can visit mainquitlink.com.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the information.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And that was Georgie Kendall and Katie Sell of Healthy Acadia, and we were talking about the facts and myths about vaping. We'll post that on our website, wqdy.fm, and our Facebook page also.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.